Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 session, where we're going to build a DJ-friendly intro for a jungle and old-school drum and bass track, starting in session view and then shaping it properly in arrangement view. This is the kind of intro that gives a DJ space to mix, gives the listener a sense of atmosphere, and still feels like it's headed somewhere. We're not just making a loop here. We're designing an opening that has a job to do. It needs to breathe, build tension, and make the drop feel earned. For this lesson, we're aiming for that classic old-school energy. Think breakbeat drums, dark subs, atmospheric pads, some filtered movement, and a structure that feels clean enough for mixing. A lot of the magic in jungle intro design is contrast. Dry and wet, empty and full, hint and reveal. That's what gives the track personality and makes it work in a set. So let's start by setting up the project. Open a blank Ableton Live 12 set and set your tempo somewhere in the 160 to 174 BPM range. For old school jungle, something around 162 to 170 often feels really good. Keep the time signature at 4/4, and make sure Warpy is enabled for any break samples you bring in. In session view, it helps to think in 8-bar or 16-bar phrases right away, because that's how DJs hear the music too. Before you add anything, organize your tracks. A simple starting layout could be a drums break track, a kick and snare layer, a sub-bass track, a mid-bass or reese track, an atmosphere pad, an FX track, and a noise or texture track. Color coding them is a good habit. It keeps you moving fast when the ideas start flowing. Now let's get the core identity of the tune in place. The breakbeat. In jungle and old school D&B, the break is the personality. Pick a break with character. Something Amen-inspired, or a funky drummer-style loop, or a dusty hip-hop break with nice ghost notes and swing. You want something that already feels alive before you process it. Drag the break into an audio track and turn warp on. If it's a drum loop, beats mode is usually the first place to try. If you want a more raw, old-school feel, you can experiment with repitch or a more transient-based warp mode. If the timing needs help, adjust the transient markers so the groove stays tight without losing its natural feel. Here's a great session view move. Put the break into scene 1 as a loop, then duplicate it into a few different scenes and treat each version differently. One can be dry, one filtered, one with delay, one with a long reverb tail. This gives you options without losing the core break identity. It's a really useful way to sketch a DJ intro, because you can audition movement without committing too early. Now we build the atmosphere. A proper DJ intro in this style usually starts with space, tension, and mood, not full drums and bass right away. So create an atmosphere layer using something like vinyl noise, tape hiss, a dark drone, a filtered pad, a chopped vocal texture, or even a distant stab, with lots of reverb. On that atmosphere track, a simple stock device chain can go a long way. Start with EQA to high pass the low end so it doesn't fight the bass later. Then use auto filter to slowly open the sound over time. Add reverb for depth, echo for movement, and utility if you need to control width or keep things centered. If the intro gets too thick in the low mids, narrow it up a bit and clear the space. A really effective opening move is to begin with a filtered pad, a noise bed, and maybe a tiny vocal hit every 4 or 8 bars. Keep the bass out for now. The goal is to establish the vibe before the rhythm fully arrives. Next, we bring in the breakbeat gradually. In a jungle intro, you often don't want the full break to hit immediately. It's stronger when teased. Start with a filtered version of the break, or use only chopped slices or ghost hits before the full loop comes in. That way, the listener feels the groove before they hear the complete pattern. You can do this in session view by launching different clip variations, or by slicing the break to a MIDI track if you want more control over individual hits. A good intro progression might look like this. First 8 bars, atmosphere only. Then bars 9 to 12, a filtered break enters. Bars 13 to 16, the filter opens a little more and the rhythm becomes clearer. Bars 17 to 24, the full break or stronger transients arrive. To give the break that old school grit, try drum bus lightly, a touch of saturator, maybe gentle glue compressor, and EQA to carve some mud around the low mids if needed. The idea is to preserve the character of the break, not polish it into something too clean. Now let's talk bass, because in drum and bass, the bass is the engine. But in a DJ intro, full bass too early can actually weaken the track. You want to delay the impact so the drop has somewhere to go. There are a few solid ways to handle this. You can have no bass at all for the first 8 bars, or you can use filtered sub-hits, a bass tease with a high pass or band pass, a single note call, or a re-swell that comes in just before the main groove. On the bass track, a sub-patch might come from operator or wavedable, followed by EQ, compression or sidechain, and utility for mono control. For a re-swell or mid-bass, wavedable with some saturation, filtering, chorus, or phaser movement works great. For this intro, automate the bass carefully. Start with the cutoff close or the bass high pass, then slowly open it over 8 or 16 bars. You can also bring in a little distortion later in the intro, or fade the bass level up, so it feels like it's emerging rather than arriving all at once. That keeps the intro mixable and gives the drop more weight. One of the best things about Session View is that it lets you treat the whole intro like a sketchpad. Make several versions of each core element: a dry version, a filtered version, a delay version, a reverb-heavy version, a final full-energy version. For the break, try a filtered loop, a full break, and maybe one fill variation. For atmosphere, maybe a pad wash, a reverse texture, and a dark drone. For bass, try a sub-teaser, a re-swell, and a full phrase. That way, you're not stuck with one idea. You can audition combinations quickly and figure out what the intro really wants to do. Once the idea feels good, it's time to move into Arrangement View. Record your Session View performance into Arrangement View by pressing record and launching your clips in the order you want them to play. This is where you turn the sketch into a real structure. Session View is fantastic for experimentation, but Arrangement View is where you tighten the timing, shape the energy curve, and make the intro feel intentional. Now start thinking in phrases. Good DJ intros usually have clear 4, 8, 16, or 32 bar structure. A strong plan might be bars 1 to 8, atmosphere only. Bars 9 to 16, filtered break enters. Bars 17 to 24, bass tease begins. Bars 25 to 32, full groove or pre-drop tension. Then the drop lands. That kind of structure feels good to DJs because it gives them time to mix and gives the track a clear sense of direction. This is also where automation becomes the main event. Automate auto-filter cutoff on your pads and bass. Automate reverb dry/wet so the intro can move between tight and spacious. Automate echo feedback for a little extra energy before the drop. Bring in drum bus drive gradually if you want the drums to get bigger. Use utility to manage width, especially if the intro starts feeling too wide or unfocused. And of course, automate the bass volume or filter so it comes in slowly instead of jumping straight to full power. A simple automation strategy is this. The first 8 bars are mostly atmosphere and space. Bars 9 to 16, the break appears and the filter opens a little. Bars 17 to 24, the bass tease increases tension. Bars 25 to 32, the full break and bass lead the listener into the drop. In the final 1 or 2 bars, you can push the reverb a bit, cut the low end briefly, add a reverse cymbal or snare fill, and then hit the drop with confidence. That last transition is important. The final bars before the drop should feel like a cue zone. DJs need a place where the structure is obvious and the timing is easy to read, so don't overcomplicate it. Sometimes one strong fill and a clean downbeat are more powerful than a whole pile of effects. If you're making this as a proper DJ tool, keep the intro functional. The strongest intro sections are often the ones with a clear anchor point, not too much clutter, and enough space for another record to blend in. Let one element stay open. Maybe the hat stays sparse. Maybe the pad stays wide and soft. Maybe the bass stays hidden until the very end. If everything is already maxed out, the drop has nowhere to go. Also, check the intro on smaller speakers. If the vibe disappears without the sub, you probably need more mid-range texture or clearer percussion. A great intro should still feel like a groove and a mood, even when the low end isn't doing all the heavy lifting. A quick note on common mistakes here. One of the biggest is bringing the bass in too early. Another is making the reverb too heavy on the low mids, which can turn the intro to mush. Also, jungle and old school D&B usually benefit from some grit. If your drums are too clean and too rigid, the groove can lose character. And always keep the phasing in check by centering the sub frequencies. If you want to push the darker side of this style, try a few extra tricks. Use subtraction to build tension rather than constantly adding layers. Duplicate the break and process one layer with parallel distortion. Make a re-swell with a little movement but keep the sub separate. Add a reversed crash, a pitch down snare tail, a filtered noise rise, or an echo freeze on a vocal stab right before the drop. Those details can make the intro feel huge without overcrowding it. Here's a really useful practice exercise. Build a 16-bar DJ intro using just one break sample, one bass sound, one atmosphere layer, and 2FX sounds maximum. For the first 4 bars, use atmosphere only, with no bass and no full drums. Bars 5 to 8, introduce a filtered break or ghost percussion and a subtle noise texture. Bars 9 to 12, add a bass tease or low rhythmic pulse and open the filter a little. Bars 13 to 16, bring in the full break energy, add a short fill or FX sweep, and prepare the drop. Use auto filter, EQ 8, reverb, echo, drum bus, utility, and saturator as needed. Keep it dark, clear, and mixable. Then export it and test whether another track can mix over those first 16 bars. That's the real test. If a DJ can use it, it's doing its job. So let's wrap this up. Today we built a jungle and old school DNB DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 by sketching the idea in session view, then shaping it into a finished structure in arrangement view. We used atmospheric tension, gradual breakbeat layering, careful bass restraint, and automation to create something that works as both a vibe setter and a functional mix tool. The big takeaway is this: a strong DNB intro is not just the beginning of the track, it's part of the performance. It gives the mixer time, it hints at the groove, and it makes the drop feel massive when it finally lands.